Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, and thank you and welcome you and all those good things to the Global Vision for Living Today radio show. We're just so overjoyed that you have taken the time out. It's 8 a.m. here on the West Coast. It's probably 11 noon on the East Coast. But we're happy that you're joining us today to hear not only what thus saith the world, but to hear insight from a creator that has created you and that who knows all about you. I remember when I used to go to my father's church when he was alive, he used to say, "Now, I don't want you coming to me. I want you to go to God because he made you and he know all about you." And we're saying the same thing today because many people are feeling that they are living a life that's one of vanity. They're asking the question, is my living in vain? Is my life even worth living? You know, I get up, I move around, I eat, I drink, I lay back down when it gets dark. What is that about? Aren't I supposed to be doing more than that? Yes. Scripture and a lot of other ancient manuscripts, current manuscripts show that if you're not living to do the bidding of a creator, you're not living at all. So I guess that's why the Creator Son said, "Let the dead bury the dead." But since you're alive and listening to this show, we want to help you realize that you are living a life that's not into yourself, but with a purpose. Anything alive in the universe has a purpose. Anything that you look out your window and see moving and not moving, it has a purpose. So that means you have one too. So with a purpose, no, your life is not in vain. With a purpose, your life truly is worth living. And as you know, we have every week with us on the show, Dr. Colonel William Harrison. I call him Colonel. I don't know. I like that title. Colonel Harrison has been with us for over a year now, hammering and talking about things that will make your life worth living. Colonel Harrison, are you with us this morning?
Yes. Good morning, Dr. Cupid. And listening audience, I'm with you again and delighted to be with you again. Thank you so much for the invite.
Well, you have an invite, a standing invite here, because we understand you're a man of wisdom. You have 38, 39 years previous experience with law enforcement as a police and then as chief of police of Capitol Heights, Maryland area, and now for the past, I think, over a decade or two, minister, Christian minister. I know you mentioned you were Baptist. You know, there's some theories about all of these sectarian offshoots of faith, but if anyone says, "I believe in God's Son, Jesus," then he is a friend of mine. And I know I also know he's a friend of the world. You know, chaos is still ruling and reigning in America. Overseas, it's kind of sort of died down because overseas, a lot of those emperors, governors, and parliament people, they don't play. I know that this is not happening over in North and South Korea. I haven't seen anything there because we all know you come over there with something like what we're experiencing in America, you won't make it out alive. They don't play that. In fact, I haven't heard anyone even talking about staging some kind of race riot there. But things are still ugly and they're still dangerous now. You still can't move around in certain areas because of the curfew, and you still can't run in and out of shopping stores without the mask on. I mean, so many restraints are still in place. Now, with that being said, we know that your Father's Day weekend is approaching. You and your team and several others are going to be leading a peaceful march there in solidarity with not man's kingdom, but God's kingdom, because his Son said, "Don't come to me with this rhetoric. Render unto Caesar what is his, but to God give God." And God has already laid out the plan. So anyone that chooses to be a part of the world, he said, you're going to get the judgment that is of the world. So I know as the head of the International Platform for Peace, that is non-sectarian. And It's a non-religious institution dedicated to fostering peace in the family, a faith bordered by peace, and what we also say, peace unto all. So the tenets of your organization, I want to say thank you to you for allowing me even to be a part of that. But right now, as I mentioned moments ago, the world is still chaotic, and you're going to be on the ground floor. What is going to be your agenda, Father's Day weekend, Father's Day on Saturday? I think you guys are going to start around noon. You're going to be presenting earlier that morning on the discourse on the future of the Black man in America. And as soon as that's wrapped up, it's my understanding that you guys are going to hit the D.C. area in behalf of not only being seen. This isn't about you guys being seen, but it's about you guys making a stand. Now, you're not going out there to protest, because as I know, the scriptures is against that. They said, leave that alone. You're not going out to protest anything, but you're going out under the banner of peace, faith, and family. So your agenda is going to also be based on something else beside that. What is that something else that you guys will be standing for Father's Day weekend?
Yes, Dr. Tina, thank you so much. And yes, the theme of the International Platform for Peace is Peace and Family, as you've stated, and dates back to 2016. We're advocating and bringing forth peace and justice. There's justices and there are injustices. And of course, we have this vision and this objective, this goal in mind before the late Brother Floyd had passed under the circumstances that he passed. So we're advocating equal justice for all. The interesting thing about justice, if you look at it objectively, a statute that represents justice, the main justice here in Washington, D.C., is a female shrouded with a blindfold over her eyes with scales in her hand, that so that she can be objective and not look at how she's balancing the scale, but balance them based on her feel, whether they're equal or whether they're balanced or whether they're level. So the thought about justice is it should be equal across the board, all people, race, nationality, color, creed, without regard to that. And we are adding the justice piece onto our peace, faith, and family initiative, Father's Day Eve, Saturday the 20th. Here in Washington, D.C.
Oh, that sounds wonderful. Now, I'm going to take this thing back a couple of centuries. When Jesus Christ walked the earth, he was not an advocate for justice for all, because he came and said, I came not to earth. I came down not from above to bring peace, but a sword. And I know there's a group of ministers here on the West Coast that are just getting involved just for presence, for some kind of power, and for other reasons. And I know Jesus, when he came and walked on the earth, it was not a pleasant time to go around talking almost about insurrections. It just wasn't that. And so when his people came to him and they wanted to pick up swords and rocks and go after the Romans and other factions there that they thought was oppressing them, Jesus told them no. He said, throw that thing down. Oh, I hear my Father's voice right now. Throw that thing down. He said, don't get involved in that. He said, that is not my purpose. He said, I was sent to the lost house of Israel. So it wasn't a justice for all people back there. Right now, today, there's some people that are not even talking about justice. Black and white are saying, I got justice. I can get up every day, you know, I can go where I want to go. Now that the curfew is lifted, you know, I'm still eating, you know, I'm still in my big home, still driving my big car. You know, my money's still in the bank, as far as I know. So they are saying within themselves that that's my justice. I ain't hurting. Some are saying, ain't nobody running the streets but the poor, hungry beggars, those with no jobs, no vision, no goals for their life, couch surfers. They're saying the majority, not all, because you do have some people out there that claim that the blacks have no justice. There's a lot of people that is not marching for justice. A lot are not out there marching for peace. They are out there because they want to be seen. Again, some get some form of power and again use things that happened centuries ago as part of their platform. So you guys are going out there, and so are you saying you're going to get involved with what's already going on out there? Are you going to cry out for justice? Justice for who? Justice for who? What is your main purpose, your main reason? I heard you mention justice, and we know it's not all about justice out there in them streets. It's not about that because, like the commentator said, well, where were they last year? Where were they 3 years ago? It should not have taken what it took to get the attention now for that to happen. One man's death. Men been dying. Women been dying. If they want to talk about the white man been the white man. He ain't changed his stripes. So why now? Why this particular time in the season is everyone saying, oh, yeah, okay, I got to get out there. Yeah, he this, he that. Is that going to be part of your agenda, or are you guys going to be out there with your peaceful presence? Are you going to be out there to make the demands of the government? Are you going to tell the police, you know, you guys need to get lost? Are you going to tell some of the mayors that ain't no good? What are you going to be standing for out there Father's Day weekend with your I have a new dream? That's going to be your moniker. That's your march slogan. I have a new dream. One had a dream, and you see where it led us. Many are cursing the name of Dr. King, saying he came with a bowed head and prayers, and it didn't do no good. I read something last night that was just absolutely ludicrous. They're saying, don't follow him no more. And they was even talking about toppling that $100 million statue. That, I mean, this thing is crazy. What is going to be your conversation Father's Day weekend at your I Have a New Dream march?
We Have a New Dream initiative, Dr. Constantina, listening audience. It has nothing to do with the present issue that is happening throughout the United States and the world as a result of specifically as a result of George Floyd. It has to do with going back some 400 years when our ancestors were brought here from the mother country, Africa, bound in chains, enslaved, and became indentured servants on plantations and worked free and had no rights and very little substance to exist. And eventually God touched a man named Abraham Lincoln in 1862. He wrote the Emancipation Proclamation. And the slaves who were ancestors of us who were descendants of Africans were set free in this country. But freedom really isn't free. There's a similar freedom or symbolic freedom, but there's not freedom in terms of Afro-Americans being equal to their fellow Caucasians, whether they're Jew, German, Dutch, whatever background they come from, they come here. And so it should be no they or us, or it should be equal justice for all. Justice meaning just behavior, just treatment, the same rights that afforded to my brothers and sisters don't look like me should be afforded to brothers and sisters that look like me, people of color. And so that's who we're advocating, the injustice that was done to our ancestors and demanding justice for those of us who are descendants of our ancestors that were enslaved.
Okay, because you're going to be out there, and I hear a new twist there, our ancestors. I don't think I can agree with that, and this show is just for that purpose, for us to have good dialogue. I can't go out there and it's just speaking about one particular race. I can't say anything about my ancestors because, number one, I really don't know anything about them. I know what the history books say. I know what oral tradition says passed down to those that have just about left the earth. So I really can be a champion for that. I can be a champion for the God of the Bible because he says he created all. So are you saying your message is going to go out there in behalf of your ancestors, which means that now I hope I'm wrong with this because we're not advocating as far as your platform a particular race that ain't been done right, ain't this and this and that. If we came here, I'm putting that in there now because I'm Native American. If people came from Africa and they were slaves then, that's a whole different type of mentality that 400 years in the guts of the Akashic record of the soul has not dealt with. That sounds like a group of people that have not looked farther and deeper within to say, well, then who do I belong to? What is that? Who? I'm the ancestor of who? I can trace my history back to the 1700s. There's a room in Tennessee that has a whole room walls that's tracing a tree all across. So I think I may have a good idea of that. But if your platform is going out in the name of saying, you know, no one's not equal, I think that is something that the world is throwing out there, and you talk about your ancestors. So are you saying you're leading people out there Father's Day weekend under the banner of your ancestors haven't been treated equal or haven't this and that? I think that it was my understanding that you guys are going out there not under any kind of a color or creed thing. You were going out there because of a people thing. All the Bible says that all are lying in the power of the wicked one. So it doesn't necessarily particularly mean that one race should be elevated above another race. They were slaves. They didn't get this. They didn't get that. So now we're going to go out there. We're going to demand that Jesus, I believe, harmonically is the Bible. So I'm not sure that Jesus would be happy if some of his people were taking time out from what they should have been doing all along, going door to door. He left an example. He said, go ye therefore. There's a group doing that, but they've been outnumbered and outgunned by people calling people to come sit down, look up to them while they talk an hour, and they got to believe something that he says without looking in the scripture for himself. I love your ministry because you have a lot of scripture there. And you're not trying to just have people around you just to talk. And the world is bad as it is in a chaos. So when you say our ancestors, you are eliminating and you're stepping out of the zone for all men. And if a particular race has not been treated right or this or that, this was the same thing going on in the days of the Roman Empire, longest lasting empire of 1,000 years. And we could go back to the Egyptians, the Medes, the Persians, the Babylonians, a same identical thing, the Egyptians starting off, identical thing. So are you guys, are you taking your group out in behalf of black ancestors, or are you going out there to tell black, blue, white, and Mexican, whoever men, that there's a God in the sky that has created all men equal? I don't think we need to go out there with that. The Bible already says that, but are you switching reels from the purpose of your platform to go out there and speak in behalf of your ancestors? They ain't treated equal. What are you guys doing? What are you doing this weekend, Father's Day weekend?
The doctor, for clarification, is equal justice for all. The platform advocates equal justice for all without regards to race, color, national origin, or creed. I use the illustration of history pertaining to my ancestors as the main thrust. But our initiative, the platform initiative, would be equal justice for the Native Indians who were also victimized, equal justice for Afro-Americans, equal justice for the Latino community, equal justice for any disenfranchised people without regards to what race, nationality, color, or creed they may be. We'll be advocating for them, but we cannot ignore the fact that this country has a history of being unjust toward a certain race of people. And so we put it in perspective to let you know that the platform on the eve of our Father's Day, the 20th, be advocating all people of additional tribes, race, color, nationality that have been mistreated wrongfully and disenfranchised.
That sounds very good, and I'm glad to hear that, because the whole world is disenfranchised out of the banner of God. So if we're going to stand in God's footsteps as his deliverer, his messenger, then if we stand in God's son's footsteps as a messenger and a deliverer, they might say something different. They might not talk about one country being, people being disenfranchised, because they know this thing started with 12 tribes. So if anyone want to talk about their ancestors, like my father used to say, go, I'll take it all the way back. Because they, when my father was ministering alive, they were running around then, black power, I'm black and I'm proud. If you're black and if you're proud, it doesn't matter what color you are. You're alive with blood running through your veins. That kind of would put a damper on anyone saying, you know, my ancestor, well, who are your ancestors? We all started from a group of 12. So we really, if we're really going to do the right thing, take it all the way back there. Take it all the way back there. We don't have to wait 2,000 years to talk, say the white man ain't no good. Well, the black man ain't no good. The Mexican man ain't no good, according to God. And I think if we could get that understanding out to the people, we'd really have a group of people banging on our door, because if you have what people want, my father said they'll make a beaten path to your door, not what they need. He said if you have what they want, people will pay all kind of money for their wants and then go hungry because of the need. So if that is the message that you're putting out there, should we not take it all the way back? You know, he said, if you find yourself messed up, go back and get on where you got off. So out of those 12 tribes, and there's a group of black men and women going around saying that they're part of the lost tribes of Israel, those records were burnt because of Herod during the days of the burning of the temple. So no one really can go back there. Oh, well, I'm from the tribe of Judah, I'm from the tribe of Benjamin, I'm from the tribe of so-and-so. There's a book put out by Jehovah's Witnesses that explains this whole thing. What is our tribe? Who is our ancestor? I think right now, according to John 3, he said that, you know, he sent his son so that he would die for those that would be least. So are you going to be out there Father's Day weekend talking about an overall blanket of a message, so that people can stop living a life in vain, wondering, well, who am I? What am I going to do? Because running in the streets talking about racing, this was done in riots all throughout history. There's been burnings, they're burning the Church of England down. This has happened, and there's going to be repercussions. People are saying, oh, no, you know, we got the victory. No, you don't. And this is the reason why most don't. The white man is not going to get out there and throw rocks and Molotov cocktails. His hand and his revenge and retribution will never be seen. The way it will be felt is when certain stores shut down in certain communities, when they leave certain communities alone to kill themselves, when you look up and certain universities are no longer funding, the funding is stopped. Oh, well, we're going to stop it because of the virus. You know what? They have the power to shut this world down. I didn't say America, but the world down. So for whatever, nothing has never been gained by robbing, looting, maiming, and killing. Go back through the history books. Most of them aren't in school anymore. They're not from the university. Watch the cycles of this kind of history. Nothing has been, it's always short-lived. And the ones that suffer are the poorest and the so-called, as what you say, disenfranchised. I know black doctors. I know black attorneys. I know black businesses. Who is disenfranchised? Those that chose not to go to school, those that chose what. And you know, it's a women's group that is saying that these women, when they laid down and had these kids, no, they didn't have the means to do it. 25 million black babies have been aborted in the last 4 to 5 years. Where's all the millions if black lives really matter? So you guys, if you go out there with an agenda that's going to lean toward one particular race, do you think you're really going to be of any power or benefit? Do you really think what you're doing is going to benefit them? If you lean toward a race that you say is your ancestor and that's disenfranchised, I think we got to, he said, separate yourself. So if we put ourselves in there with my ancestor, I'm I mean, are we following the grace of the code of the book that we claim we do? If we don't separate, he says, separate yourself from that madness. They ran to Jesus, and he would not get involved in that. He let it alone. He said, I came to do the work of my Father. I'm not getting involved in whatever you guys are doing because you got 70 or 80 years. He said, I'm not coming to D.C. for this. I'm coming to do the work of the Father. So is the Father advocating what you guys are doing? Colonel, are you still there?
Yes. Standing on the tradition that I care.
Yes, we have a lot of click on, so whatever I'm saying, people are getting in behind it. Are you going to the Father's Day March in behalf of one race? Are you going under the banner of God? What are you doing?
Doc, I believe 10 minutes ago I said to you and the listening audience that everyone's going to be included. All people from whatever walks of life, nationality, race, that have been disenfranchised, that have been treated unjustly, that we are going to platform for peace. I simply open with a statement in regards to my ancestors, because they are the longest people that have been enslaved in this country. But we're advocating for everyone through the platform of peace, equal justice for all. That's what we're going to be doing.
Okay, because right now, as far as we can see, there's no one talking about justice but the African-American, not getting justice, not having justice done. So there's only one people, and it started May, the end of May, with the problem with Mr. Floyd. So there has been nobody up until that time talking about, I need justice, I need justice, I need justice. They were going, eating, drinking, going to parks. They were sitting up in church singing. You can't even sing in church here. No singing. No singing in church. That is what the edict is here. So, you know, there's all kinds of things. To come in before him with gladness and shouting and singing, that has been stopped, not by him, but by them. So if we're talking about justice for all, the white man ain't talking about justice. The Mexican man, he's, oh, my God, he ain't talking about that. He hasn't uprose. So if we talk about justice, then we got to blame one race to say you're the blame because this person does not have equal justice. So now, oh, my God, it looked like the shoe now is coming off one of these feet. Because if we talk about that, somebody has got to blame, and it appears that it would be the white race that is blamed for something that many of them weren't even born. You know, this thing is happening 400 years ago. These white folks weren't born 400 years ago, 300 years ago, whatever. So this is something now that people say Satan is behind to keep unrest. And the Bible in Matthew 27:28 really did talk about these perilous times. So, hey, I am excited for you guys. I'm going to be there in spirit to hear and see with eyes of the spirit how this thing is going to turn out. But there's got to be one man, and I'm not talking about the Antichrist, because that's Antichrist, that's going to have a say that's going to shock the world. And we hope that your group can turn that around. Thank you so much, Colonel Harrison, for being with us. And listening audience, you know what? We are back up to the numbers. Thank you so much. You hear both views here. You hear both views coming out of two mouths, and we love you for that. Have a great weekend. Thank you for tuning into the Global Vision for Living Today show. Thank you.